प्रकृतेर्गुणसम्मूढा सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु तान् कृत्स्नविदो मन्दान् कृत्स्नविन्न विचालयेत्। भगवद्गीता 3.29। कृष्णा इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हियर हाउ वर्किंग इन कर्म योगा कैन कीप वन फ्री फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज। Philosophically, he's explaining it in terms of the three modes of material nature. So the previous verse said that Tattvavit can see the difference between action under the three modes and other kinds of action, transcendental action. So this verse continues that theme. Prakritir gunasammoodha. Person who is sammoodha. Sammoodha means completely deluded. Moodha is foolish. Sammoodha is completely befooled. Prakritir gunasammoodha. One who is completely deluded by the modes of material nature. Sajjante gunakarmasu. Sajjante. Such a person becomes attached to what? Gunakarmasu. To the modes of material nature, the work done as a product of the modes of material nature, basically materialistic work. Tan akrutsnavido mandan. So that person akrutsnavido. That person is, if krutsnavid is having full knowledge, akrutsnavido with akrutsnavid, it means having incomplete knowledge. Such a person who has incomplete knowledge, akrutsnavido mandan. Mandan means less intelligent. So the person has less knowledge and less intelligence. Incomplete knowledge and less intelligence. Krutsnavin navichalayet. But krutsnavin, those who know properly, those who know completely, navichalayet. They should not agitate, they should not trouble such people. So what exactly is Krishna implying over here? Actually, this message, Navichali, it is similar to what Krishna has given in earlier. Na buddhi bhedam janayet. So don't agitate the minds of others. So Navichalayet. Now, in this world, the Vedic culture recognizes that different people are at different levels of spiritual evolution. And you know, the shoe that fits one person often bites another person. At a material level, no solution is universal, and even something that is spiritually universal, when it is to be applied in different material circumstances, adaptations have to be done. Now, even if we are sharing Krishna's message, which is universal, we will have to speak it according to the language that people understand, for people to be able to comprehend it. So in different countries, that's why the language may have, the language of knowledge transmission will vary. So that is, of course, somebody can say peripheral to the message. It's just the language through which something is being transmitted. That is true. But still, the point is that there have to be presentations according to time, place, circumstance. Now, when there is this kind of understanding that because people are at different levels of reality, therefore they need different levels of presentation. or rather they need different levels of not just presentation, different levels at which they can apply also, apply that knowledge. So then we understand the nature of Vedic culture to offer multiple paths for people at multiple levels. So for those who are still materially attached but want to practice Dharma, there is Karma Kanda. For those who are aspiring for liberation, there are the various yogas. Those who are ready to work and move onwards, there is Karma Yoga. And for those who want the best result and are ready to seek the best path, there is Bhakti Yoga. Now, why Bhakti Yoga is best and how the various paths relate with each other, that is subject for future discussions. But at our level, it's important and adequate to recognize that the Vedic culture, the Gita's philosophy, does not mandate a 1-0 type of approach towards the spiritual quest. That either one follows this path and one is an insider, one doesn't follow this path and one is an outsider and is rejected and condemned. So it talks more in terms of universal values, and when we look at the characteristics of goodness, passion and ignorance, these characteristics are relevant more to, are actually relevant for everyone. They are not relevant just for the people who are belonging to a particular religion, particular religious denomination. The universal characteristics, and in general, people can be happier, they can be closer to God and closer to themselves if they live according to certain value. If they say live according to sattva guna rather than rajoguna or tamoguna. So in that sense, multi-level nature of the knowledge given in the Vedic literature allows people the facility to choose at what level they want to practice. Now, people may not exactly know that, oh, there are so many levels and I am choosing at this particular level. Basically, according to their own interests, their own likes, they will gravitate toward a certain level of understanding and practice. And the approach towards such people can be multifold. At one level, irrespective of where they are coming from, one focuses just on spreading the message of Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada gave it in his books about a half century ago. So now, actually speaking, even Prabhupada adapted his message according to time, place, circumstance, not changing the essence but definitely adjusting the form. So we have Govindamadi Purusham in his contemporaries in a Western tune, and we have the Sunday Love Feast, which is a word which came from the Sunday services which the churches held. So basically, there are many things which Srila Prabhupada actually presented Krishna consciousness. You know, he knew how to keep the essence always the same, and at the same time how to present things in such a way that people would not reject unnecessarily. So for example, he gave a significant role for women in the movement, and does he give them facility to move onwards. Did not impose the rigid standards that were expected of women in the tradition, as it was in traditional cultural India. But he gave them, engaged them according to their nature, according to their enthusiasm, and according to what they were best, how they could best serve Krishna. So, the basic point of this verse with respect to Arjuna's context is that Arjuna, do not agitate others. People, at whatever level they can practice, let them practice at that level. And accordingly, let them move onwards. And if you renounce the world, then you will agitate them, because you will be acting in a way which they will not be able to comprehend. And even if you think that you are at the level of practicing Jnana Yoga, you have detachment, but others don't have detachment. And your practice of renunciation will disturb them and make them think that this is what make them either become critical of you or try to imitate you prematurely, and thus they will become disturbed. So, say, practice Karma Yoga and set an example for them by which they can also rise from the level of attached work to detached work. They can rise from Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga gradually, and thus stay on the progressive path to liberation. Thank you.